I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her character preaches praise be to he, and she eats 90% of the fast food in SLC. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lisa Barlow and Edie Patterson now. Bravo Clubhouse on Salt Lake City night, giving the Zion trip and Lisa's split a perfect 10. My first guest witness, things get ugly in Zion, but she's still serving us baby gorgeousness. It's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Lisa Barlow. Hey, Lisa, great to see you. My next guest performance is Divine on The Righteous Gemstones, airing Sundays at 10 on HBO and HBO Max. Give it up for actor, writer, and Bravo superfan Edie Patterson. Hey, Edie. Also loved you in Knives Out.
Hey, thanks.
Yes. And you're a huge Bravo fan, I gather.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Fairly huge.
Okay. Yep. Do you count Lisa Barlow's in your sleep?
Yes.
Yes. They're
like, she takes the body of a sheep with her face on it, and she jumps over fences.
There you go. Yeah. And over at the bar, in honor of National Pie Day, it's Greg Rails from Redgate Bakery. Hey, Greg. So good.
Thank you so much. We worked hard on all this stuff.
Love a man that brings us treats. Thank you.
I do what I can, what I
gorgeous.
Can.
Gorgeous. So many questions to ask. I mean, what was going through your mind when Meredith started screaming through the Zion house in the morning?
Oh my gosh, after the bus ride, I was like, not more of this. It was too much for me.
It was honestly. Wild.
It was wild.
Now, why go to her at 3 a.m. and tell her that the women were questioning her? You know, whether the memorial happened.
I didn't actually. She was in Mary's room and she was crying. So I walked her back to her bedroom because it was on my side of the house. The house is kind of big.
Right.
So I walked her over to her side and I was comforting her. And then what I apologized for was that I talked about her sister on the Sprinter van and it made me feel bad because I was talking about how different people grieve. Talking to her about how I grieved. I think that morning she conflated what Whitney had said to her the night before after the dinner with what I was talking to
her
about.
But do you not think that you were involved in the speculation about the memorial?
I didn't feel like I was involved in the speculation about the memorial. For me, Meredith had called me. I had called Meredith the day we were leaving from Beauty Lab to go to Vail.
Yes.
And she had said to me, I just stepped out of my dad's memorial. And when I hung up the phone, I was stressed about it. And Heather was thinking it was a different day. Heather thought it was the day prior.
Okay.
So to me, I was right, and everyone else was confused.
Right. I know, but that seems to be a common thread with you.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, I have facts. Like, okay. I love facts.
Right. I mean, I did feel like you got some, like, extra flack in that moment, because, I mean, let's be real, like, on the Sprinter van, Jenny kind of started that off with going like, yeah, but do we believe her?
It was Heather that started the whole conversation, and then Jenny chimed
in. By the way, what about how quickly you forgave Jen Shah after things got physical? What was your reaction to that?
You know what? I got to say, I got to give you props, because, like, I feel like you were being a real friend to her and really nice.
Thank you.
And you could feel like, I mean, she was, like, really in the shit emotionally. Yes. And I think you could sense, like, oh, she needs help.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, she needed a friend at that point.
Let me ask you this. Two more current things that have happened. Mary Cosby's mom came out and said that she thinks that Mary is a victim in her marriage. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, I think they have a very complicated family, and I'm not a part of it. And I think, based on the things Mary said, it's different than that.
Thoughts on the posts that surfaced that Jenny had made on her Facebook a couple of years ago?
I don't condone those, and I'm completely anti-racist. So, you know, I hope everyone does better, but I definitely don't condone those.
Were they surprising to you, given you've known her for a while?
I've never looked at Jenny. I haven't looked at Jenny's Facebook page in years. But I was totally surprised. I was very surprised.
All right. On the Righteous Gemstones, they were asked to invest in a Christian resort called Zion's Landing. And at the end of the Housewives trip to Zion, we're not sure who will be left standing. Since Edie's been following all the drama, we are requesting she confess all her thoughts. Despite her fully denying any part of it, do you truly believe Meredith had nothing to do with the feds knowing where Jen was on the fateful day?
I actually do believe Meredith on this. I don't think she had anything to do with it. And I think that that night at dinner at the house in Zion, I think her reaction was real when she was like, wait, I wasn't on the Sprinter van, so I did this. That right. felt real to me.
Reaction to Jen screaming that Meredith has 10 boyfriends.
I mean, I thought that was pretty mean.
Do you know Meredith's 10 boyfriends?
I do not.
Does Meredith have 10 boyfriends?
I have never talked to Meredith about anyone she's dated other than Seth.
Reaction to Jen and Lisa's Sprinter van tussle. Who was in the wrong?
Jen Shah was on the wrong.
Okay. Since you play a televangelist in Righteous Gemstones, general thoughts on Mary as a spiritual leader of her community?
Wow. Man, it's a trip, because I have a lot of empathy for Mary. I feel like I can feel what she's trying to hold down. But man, oh man, the way it comes out sometimes is very jacked.
Why do you think Mary is so quick to dismiss Jenny and her opinions when it comes to the group?
Yo, real talk, I think she's threatened by Jenny. I think that Jenny is funny and fun and, like, is an easier slide into a friendship group than maybe Mary is. And I think Mary is experiencing, like, some old school, like, junior high left out feelings.
Oh, that's so interesting. Since they went hiking tonight, which wife is the likeliest to survive if stranded in the wilderness?
I think maybe Heather.
Heather?
Yeah.
What are the odds that Lisa and Whitney let bygones be bygones and build a genuine friendship?
I think actually high. I think it's a high, high percentage chance.
Thoughts on Meredith's eclectic fashion choices this season?
I love them. I think she is, like, looks very genuinely hot in all her outfits.
Your thoughts on the reaction to the reunion outfits were very poor. What did you think they looked better in person? Defend the reunion outfits.
Defend the reunion outfits. I think everyone picked what they felt comfortable in and was true to their style.
Okay.
Yes.
General thoughts on everything.
I actually loved my dress.
I did too. General thoughts on everything that's happening with Jen Shah. Do you believe she's innocent?
I actually do. And I don't know if that's just because I want to, but I actually do believe she's innocent.
Let me ask you this. Lisa Barlow's sister dated her husband, John.
Yep.
Lisa Barlow is quite confident that they never had sex. What do you think?
I think she's right. I think that they kissed twice.
All right, yeah. thank you very much, Edie.
And 100% they did not.
Okay.
I don't think Lisa would be with him.
I would not.
If they had sex.
John and I would not be together.
Okay.
I don't share.
In this next game, Lisa will probably want to call at least four of her lawyers, but I can tell you right now, there'll be no pleading the fifth.
Ooh.
Lisa, I'm going to present you with a list of questions, and then we're going to make you choose between Meredith and Jen.
Oh. Okay?
Who did you leave the reunion feeling closer to?
Neither.
Neither.
Can I say, can we?
You can say neither. Neither, yeah. Wow. Whose outlandish reunion outfit did you prefer between the two of them?
Jen's.
Jen's feathers.
Yay. Yeah, Jen's. Like, I thought it was really pretty in person, and like when she stood up, I think that was an amazing dress for standing in. Probably hard to sit in.
Who's more likely to lie straight to someone's face?
That's a good question. I'm gonna say Jen.
Who talks more mess about the other women in the group?
Jen.
Who has a better business sense?
Meredith.
Who would you sooner trust with a secret?
Meredith.
Who do you think has the higher freak number? Freak in the sheets.
Ty.
Ty. Whose temper frightens you more?
Meredith.
Wow. Yeah. So not Jen, who almost beat the shit of you in a sprint.
No, because it's like they both have a temper. I mean, you saw both of them yelling at me. I think Meredith, I'm like, wow, because... You know what she said, like, don't mess with Meredith. So, probably Meredith.
Who do you have more dirt on?
Neither.
Whose marriage do you feel will last the longest?
Seth and Meredith. That's actually, I think, Sharif and Jen, too. Can we say Ty? Ty.
Sure.
Yay.
Ty. Yes. Who's more loyal to her friends?
They are different, but I think probably Meredith.
Yay. Okay.
Let me just change that, Meredith.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay!
All right.
I'm thinking through these.
Yeah, good. That's important. All right. Thank you very much, Lisa Barlow. By the way, do you guys improvise a lot on Righteous Gemstones?
A fair amount. We always get it as written, and then there's a point where we'll start playing around a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks so fun.
Thanks.
I mean,
yeah,
it looks
it's
like
really
you're
fun.
Having fun, by the way.
We are having a really good time. And yeah, everyone really digs each other, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go back to our virtual audience. Carly and Connell from Miami. What's your question for Lisa?
Hi, baby gorgeous.
Hey.
So, Lisa, do you think Meredith and Jen actually hooked up with the same guy? And that's why they're so at odds?
Neither one of them has ever told me anything about that. I learned about it the same time you guys did. But I don't think they did.
Did you ask Meredith about it?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you ask Jen about it?
No.
Okay. Here's Aaron from Alaska with a question for Edie.
Edie, Judy from The Righteous Gemstones is the perfect Real Housewife. What do you think her tagline would be?
Oh, what would her tagline be?
Jesus may be an immaculate conception, but I'm my daddy's ejaculate perfection.
Oh my God! That is amazing! Oh my! That is amazing!
I'm gonna tell you something I've heard. That was amazing. I don't know that I've ever heard ejaculate perfection together.
I don't think it's a thing.
But I think it should be a thing. I think it should be like hashtag ejaculate perfection.
That's wow. Amazing.
Yeah, like a really cool modeling shot.
Yes.
Hashtag ejaculate perfection.
Yes. Wow. Lisa, Miranda T said, how could Meredith say she had an immense amount of compassion for Jen when she took a bubble bath during Jen's arrest? Do you believe her?
No.
You don't?
I don't think so. I think that she was like, you know, she had told all of us, no one believed anything I was saying for the last, you know, basically year and a half about Jen. And like, this is kind of proving me right. So I think she was going through a myriad of emotions. But in that moment, no.
There's something coming up in next week's episode that I have to assume that you're not looking forward to airing.
No.
Right.
Yeah, not at all.
Are you?
I regret my poor choice of words over and over again.
Okay.
Like, it made me really sad. But those were real emotions. I was really, really upset, and it took a lot to get me to that point.
Right.
And once I got to that point, that's why I left the table.
Okay.
Because I needed private space, which I didn't get.
Yes. You were mic'd.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just hoping someone got called a
Well, it's
close.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
It's not good.
Courtney A texted, Edie, who are you most starstruck by on the set of Knives Out?
Oh, man. I think forever, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Ah, I love it.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Oh, dude, she's amazing. And yeah. She's so nice to me and is like a friend to me. And yeah, still, if she like messages me, I'm like, oh, like my phone gets hot.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, your phone rings hot.
Yeah.
Tonight's episode, we saw Meredith wake up the group with a morning meltdown where she mentioned it all, including the CIA. But to win this game, my guest should pray she stays MIA. Let's play Don't Wake Meredith. Okay, I'm going to switch off asking Lisa and Edie Salt Lake City trivia questions. But beware, for every wrong answer, Meredith will disengage from sleep to rage on screen. On Edie and Angie's Casino Night Party earlier this season, who did Lisa Barlow snub upon arrival?
At the Casino Night Party?
Yeah.
Mary?
No, it was Whitney.
Close. Perhaps it's best that she keep her mouth shut.
Okay, Lisa, what color is Mary's living room carpet that her colorblind dogs mistake for grass?
Green.
It is green. Edie.
Yes.
What's the name of Jack and Henry Barlow's hair care company?
Jack Lowe.
No, Fresh Wolf.
Fresh Wolf.
I'll send you some.
Okay, Lisa, what was the numerical amount of money that Whitney invested in her Wild Rose Beauty rebrand?
I would have to say $300,000.
Yes, very good. You've been paying attention. Edie, what is Lisa's favorite fast food taco from Del Taco? Fish taco or carnitas taco?
Carnitas.
Fish taco. Meredith.
I can't listen for the projecting, deflecting, and lying anymore.
They're so good, too. They're actually really good.
I can say I'm really enjoying Meredith.
I kind of want to keep getting it wrong, so
I know, exactly. Lisa, in Vail, what breakfast item did Whitney prepare for Mary that Mary then zapped in the microwave to kill any of Whitney's bacteria left on it? Biscuit or eggs?
Eggs?
Yes. Eggs. Wow, very good. Edie, how old did Seth Marks turn when he was gifted with a cake resembling his wife's friend Whitney Rose's breasts?
49.
Very good. By the way, do you think that Seth's obsession with Whitney's breasts is odd in any way?
I think he's just joking. I honestly think that's like Seth's humor. I don't think he really cares about Whitney's boobs. I think it's funny for him to just say it.
I have some thoughts on that.
Oh. Tell me.
I think that the obsession is kind of hilarious and fine and jokey. When he like did major fast tongue motions on
the Ooh, that was gross.
That was intense. It made me go, huh. Maybe there's a lot more to this than I thought.
Do you know these circles anymore? I need answers.
I knew you were going to wake Meredith by saying that. Thank you very much for playing. Lisa, Elise Mowry wants to know why you were as silent as a church mouse when Jan attacked Meredith at the Zion dinner. Aren't you best friends?
I wasn't silent. Meredith had a couple panic attacks during the dinner, and I would get up and comfort her. And during that little interaction, I was just listening to what was being said. But, I mean, that went on for hours.
Christina L. emailed, Edie, who's your favorite Real Housewife of all time?
Man.
Your goat.
I have to go with, like, what makes me scream the most and what makes me laugh the most. And, I can't stop screaming at Ramona, ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ramona,
I mean, is shocking to me continuously.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That is true. That's true. Lisa, not to keep harping on the thing of your sister dating John Barlow, but what was the length of time between those two situations?
Oh, years. John was married before me, too, so John got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm John's second wife.
Really?
Yeah.
So and John is a Mormon. Married.
John's a Mormon.
Is he a Mormon and he's divorced? Isn't that?
Oh no! That's we covered that already, right? Like you can be Mormon and get divorced. You're not like.
You can.
Yep, you absolutely can. I'm one of six kids. Four of my siblings are divorced. My parents are divorced. We're not like excited about it, but it happens.
Is your whole family Mormon?
My whole family, my immediate family converted my parents.
From Judaism to Mormon.
We're Jewish by heritage. We never practiced. We are never religiously Jewish.
Got it.
But I love my Jew genes. Yeah. My best jeans.
Okay. All right. Wow, that was a lot to digest. It is time for Watch What Happens 5 in honor of one of our favorite Lisa Barlow-isms.
Can I touch?
I'm counting down the top 5 things that I would love to touch, besides that pretzel, peanut butter, chocolate cake. Number 5 is a lady whose scholars say is in pretty good condition for her age. It's the Mona Lisa. Can I touch? Touching number 4 would probably land me behind bars, but it would be a crowning achievement. It's the Queen of England. I want to touch her. The number 3 thing I'd like to touch is the texture of my skin from my 20s.
Yes.
Miss you, soft skin. I don't just want to touch number 2. I want to keep it. It's $1 million in cold, hard cash. And the number 1 thing I'd like to touch is Tyler Cameron. Whether it's his six-pack abs, his chiseled jawline, or even his pinky toe, we're always going to say...
Can I touch?
I want to thank Lisa, Edie, and Greg for being here. See you tomorrow night. We're going to be live after Summer House with Amanda and Sierra. Go to Twitter live now for our after show. Thanks, ladies.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
All right, we're back. That's Greg and his cakes on National Pie Day. What's the name of your bakery, Greg?
Red Gate Bakery.
Red Gate Bakery.
Absolutely.
My and it's located
bakery.
Where?
First and First in the East Village. Come visit
very,
us.
Very good. Yeah. Go see Greg. Can people find you there?
Absolutely. I'm all there right. All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Doing all of this all the time.
All this all the time. Yeah. And you are how tall?
6'5 on a good day.
Very good. Mazel. Lisa Barlow is here from the Housewives of Salt Lake City. Edie Pattison, stars on The Righteous Gemstones. Go back to our viewer questions. We have got Kelly from North Carolina with a question for Lisa Barlow. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. So do you know why Meredith deleted her post on Instagram wishing you a happy birthday? And where do the two of you stand now?
Okay, back up. When was your birthday?
Our birthdays are a day apart. I'm December 14th and she's the 15th.
Oh, so okay, yeah. Well, do you know why she deleted her post wishing you
happy? It's her profile. She can do whatever she wants with it.
Well, we know that, yeah. But why did she delete her post?
I'm sure it's based on, like, you know, the next episode. Oh. I have a little rant that I'm not proud of, but I hit my boiling point.
Did you know she deleted her post?
I do now.
Man. Oh, so do you
mine's
think
still up.
Do you think she posted it December 14th and then when she saw that episode she
like probably the day before because the it reunion? Was up on my birthday.
Oh boy. Okay, here's Lou from Miami with a question for Edie. Lou and Belinda. Oh no, it's just Lou. Hey Lou.
Hi Lou. Yes.
Belinda's here in spirit. Hi. Andy, I loved you on New Year's, by the way, I have to say it.
Thank you. We had so much fun.
Lisa. Yeah, so that Lisa, I'm Bravo Boo on Instagram. Hey. So hi, you know, I have a crush on your husband. And my question is for
he's a cutie.
And He is. My question is for Edie. There are so many famous members of the Groundlings. Which members have you met, if any, that you've been super starstruck by?
Oh, man. You know what? I think I'm forever starstruck by Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
She's amazing. So anytime great. She's come around, or like there was one show we were both in where a ton of people are in it and we weren't in a scene together, but like, yeah, even her in the mix backstage, I'm like, hey, Jen, we met once a few years ago. I'm Edie. I'm also a Groundling. But yeah, she's so awesome.
I love her.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Lisa Barlow and Edie Patterson.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.